Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast for the 3rd of June 2015. This is a Wednesday as well, in case, you know, you're keeping record of those kinds of things, I don't know. So today, this quick episode, I want to talk a little bit about the FIFA scandal. Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA, the president, who has recently stood down, he is going to be investigated, apparently. There is a guy in, what was the headline that just broke? Former FIFA, that's tough to say, and we've had a couple of iron brews. Former FIFA official Chuck Blazer admits accepting bribes for France and South Africa World Cups. So he's admitted that in a New York court. So he's the first, there will be more. And Sepp Blatter, I think, will also have to stand trial at some point. You know, how can you be the president of an organization and not know that this is going on? And, you know, I might be wrong, but I wouldn't at all be surprised if he himself has, I mean, I don't want to actually say he has because I don't know, but I'm just saying, you know, in my opinion, I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out that Sepp Blatter had himself accepted bribes, because that's what people in certain positions of authority sometimes do. Not all the time. You know, I'm trying to cover myself here as much as I can. Not all the time, but it does happen, and we know this. Now, I would like to think that everything that's going on right now will lead to a lot of changes in the world of football and FIFA. But let's be real, it won't. You know, at the end of the day, what will happen is exactly what's happening right now. There will be a media frenzy. We'll hear about it for a few more days, maybe another couple of weeks, and then another story will come along and it'll push it to the sides. And it'll gradually become less and less and less until eventually nobody's talking about it anymore. And there will be a headline, you know, 6 months or a year from now where the little guys are the ones who are being found guilty of things, and the new president won't be touched, and, you know, nothing will change, is what I'm trying to say. In my opinion, I don't think anything's going to change, because it never does. You know, there's only one reason that people get into a position of power. There's only one reason that massive, huge governmental bodies get together and try and get football tournaments in their country. And it's not because they're trying to do anything to help the poor people of their country. So I don't think anything will change. I think it'll gradually go away, and a year from now, nobody will care. You'll be like, nobody cares anymore. Which is sad, but it's true. Look at, for example, what was it, a year or two ago, there was that school shooting in Newtown in the United States. And I made a big deal about that at the time. You know, I made podcasts, many podcasts about school shootings and gun laws and all kinds of stuff. And I said at the time exactly what I'm saying now. There will be a big storm. People will debate it for a couple of weeks. And then it'll disappear. And that's exactly what happened. Nobody talks about it now. Nobody talks about gun crime and gun laws in America anymore. You know, the one person who was, really, was Piers Morgan. And he's not there anymore. His show got cancelled. He's off the air. He's no longer there doing that. You know, and he was the one person really kind of still going on at it, and they took him off the air. So, yeah, here we are now. Nobody really cares that those children were killed. It's like, these things happen. You know, move on, whatever. And there could be another one tomorrow, another school shooting. You know, 20 kids killed, and nobody will, well, the whole world will react, and America will react, and they'll get all angry and upset again. Oh, we need to ban guns, we need to ban guns, and it'll not happen. It will not happen. I said at the time of the Newtown shootings, I said if this does not change anything in America, then nothing will. And I stand by that. And I will until the day I die. You know, unless of course something changes, but it's very unlikely. If all those innocent children, primary school age children, very, very young kids, if them being killed, if that does not change gun laws in America and the way people view guns, then nothing will. Nothing. And it's the same with the football. You know, people make a big deal of it right now. nothing will change. Anyway, thanks for listening. Another short one. That's all this is. Just wanted to grab my mic and put out my thoughts there on a current story. Oh, by the way, another thing I want to talk about. Caitlyn Jenner. I just want to say, very brave, amazing. You know, the difference, if you see how Bruce Jenner looked and you see how Caitlyn Jenner looks, it's like two different people. You would not believe that was the same person. Amazing transformation. Fair play to her, you know. Very brave thing to do. And now you're on the cover of Vanity Fair, the whole world talking about it. It could become the biggest selling issue of all time. And, you know, who knows how many people are going to be influenced by this, and how many attitudes might be changed. So I just want to say well done to Caitlyn Jenner. You know, wow. Ironically, it takes big balls to be able to do something like that. Anyway, thank you for listening. Take care of yourselves. And remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now. I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone.